Weiter in Shasr in Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel Pigin Abam Mem Beis Mem Beis Bada Bama Da Peis Bada Mishnah Bada Mishnah Zok Be Elik Mishnah Elu Devarim She'ein Nishbayim Aleim. These are the things that a person does not swear about. We're talking about the Shavuos Modem Mikdash. You don't swear for these. Havadim Hashtaros Vekarkos Veha Hekdeshos. Slaves, Shtaros, Karka, and Hekdesh. You know, obviously the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Ein Bam Tashlumi Kefal, and they don't have Kefal that is connected to them. Velo Tashlumi Arba'a V'Chamisha, and you don't have the laws of four or five times about. Shomer Chinam Einu Nishba, a Shomer Chinam doesn't swear about them. No say sacha in a mishalim, and someone who gets paid, you know, to watch something, doesn't pay if they get lost or they get stolen. Rabbi Shimon Amer Kadoshim Shechay Bachurus and Nishbayim Aleim Kadoshim, that you'd be chayev to go and replace, then you are going to, you do swear on them. In other words, the person says Hare Alai as opposed to Hare Zu. So if an animal, they say Hare Zoo, and then it gets lost or something like that, so you're off the hook. But say Hare Alai, it's on me, then that means it's Chai Bachurus, and therefore Nishbayim Aleim. And Rashi comes in, he says that Kotchim Shechai Bachurus and Konama Hare Alai Ola Vefresh Behema Lenidro Vivkida Lazer Nishba Alea Oso Shapikadam Biado De Reeo Karina and Bay to Davar Gorim Lamaman. Somebody causes the money he's involved with it. Le Rebbe Shimon Kimomadom is considered like it's Mammon. Vishenu Chaybachus and Shoyim when somebody not Chaybachrayos is a Rezu, then you wouldn't swear for it. Rabbi Meir Omer Yesh Dvarim Shein Bekarka. Wa. Says Rashi Shimchubarim the Karka, Veinim Kekarka, the Mechubi the Karka, but not considered the Karka, and Vishvayim Len, you swear on them. Gemara's Mefarish, Bukhtai, the Gemara's explaining the Machlokas. So back in the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shein Bekarka, Vein Kekarka. Certain things are like Karka, and they're not like Karka. Vein Chacham, and Modem, the Chacham are not Moda to him. Ketzad Haso, Esa Gefanim Tunas, Besarti Lechav, versus I gave you 10 grapes, vines that are loaded, you know, with grapes, 10 loaded grapevines, then the hello Omer, and the other one goes and he says, Hey no elacha, there's no, it's only five. Remember, mechayv shur is in mechayv shmul moda b'miksa, as chamorim kol mechub elakaka, rei ukekaka, and it's mechub elakaka, it's like therefore you do not swear on that. You only swear in something that's defined and measurable by a measure, weight, or a number. Case that how so? By someone says, I delivered a full house. A house is full of stuff, of produce for you to watch. Or he says, I gave you a kiss, a wallet, a bag that's full of cash money. But hello, oh man. He says back, any day. He says, I don't know much. I have no idea how much you gave me. Ela Masha Anachta Atanoto. I say, you're now taking back all that you gave to me. And you know, I gave you, here's the wallet, here's the bag, stuff is whatever's in it, here's the house, stuff is in it. And Pater person is going to be Pater from any sort of Shavua because it wasn't an exact particular number of measure, weight, or number. Ze Omer Arazeez, if somebody says that it was up to the beam of the ceiling. Vzelomer adachalom. Everyone says no. It was only up to the window. Then chayav. Then it's going to be chayav because that's a actual mida mishkal minyan. Says the Gemara. Tashlume kefel minalon. Where do we know that a ganav is not? We don't have the kefel for sealing any of the stuff that's mentioned in this mishnah. The Tanur Rabbanan al kol dvar pesha. When it says the lashon of any matter of liabilities, cloud. That's a cloud. Any matter. Al-shor, al-chamor, al-salma. That is the specifics. An ox, a donkey, a sheep, or a garment. Prat. That's a prat. Al-kol aveda on everything. Chaz of a kolo. Kol prat the cloud. Yetad elakein prat. Ma prat mufurish davar metalta v'gufa b'mamon. Just like the specific thing is something that is immovable and it has intrinsic value. I've called over metaltal but gufa mammon. Some of these we got from gufa. Yatsu karkos shen metaltal. It's not metaltal. And yatsu avodim shuk shul karkos and avodim like karka. And yatsu shtaro shaf mi apishay metaltal and gufa mammon. They themselves do not have intrinsic value. Heck deish reye uksiv because the pasuk says his fellow, which is showing that the god of is to pay kefa for stealing from his fellow, but not from stealing from hekdesh from the base of mikdash, which is not able to be considered his fellow. All right, we got the next part of the Mishnah, maybe give it to Lel and Yer Kamuser. All right, we get rid of these words here. V'lo arba v'chamisha, not four or five. By time, Tashlum arba, Tashlum arba v'chamisha, Rachmana v'lo Tashlum ishlosh v'arba. It's four or five, and not two or three, and not three or four. And if there's no kefel, then then it's going to end up being 3 or 4, and not 4 or 5, and therefore it's off the hook. Next part of the Mishnah says, Shomichinim and Nishpah said that a Shomichinim doesn't swear about these things. Binan Emili, where do we know this from? The Tanu Rabbanan. Beep, turn the page. Kiitin Ish El Re, when it's talking about here, a Shavua, we now have a Shomichinim in reference to the Shavua. It says, Kiitin Ish El Re, that's a Kalal. Right, ukesef okelim, you give them these particular things as a prat. Lishmor to watch, chaz of a kalal, right, watching pretty much anything. Kalal prat the kalal, yet the devil came a prat. Ma prat beforesh, davar metal of a gufa moment. I've called davar metal of a gufa moment. Yosef karkosh, he metal to Yosef vodem shuk shul karkosh. It's a shor shafu bisha metal to the gufa moment. Hektish re eyu ksev, and therefore it's not included as well. So that's the next part of the Mishnah. No se sachay, no mishalim. Somebody gets paid, he doesn't have to pay if these things are lost or they get stolen. You know, when it's from Tadar Rabban, Kiitin Isha Re'eu, Kalal, Chamor, Oshor, Oset, Prat, Chol, Ehem, Lishmor, Chaz, V'Kalal, Kalal, Prat, V'Kalal, V'Chulu. Same Lashonis that we had before, and then it goes, it says, Ad Hektesh Re'eu, Ksev, Ad, up to and including the statement Hektesh, which means Re'eu, Ksev, it says that it's got to be his friend, and we know that this is not something which is called your friend. Only by Shomichinim, not by Shomer Sachar. Zek thanks for the Mishnah, Rabbi Omer. Yeson Shein Kikarka, Vein Kikarka. If things like Karka, not like Karka. And therefore, if somebody goes and he says, hey, I gave you 10 grape-laden vines, and the person says, oh, it was only 5, and he admits to part of it, the one else, Rameh says, going to be Chayav to swear. And the Chachan says, it's going to be Potter. Because he said, anything that's Mechabit Karka is like Karka. Mechalav, the Rabbi Meir Savar, called him Mechabit Karka, Eidu Kikarka. Right, because otherwise, why would you be chayiv? It's like karka. You don't swear in karka. At the mifkli b'teunos says Gemara. So that's really true. Then why are you arguing about whether there's lots of grapes out or not? Lifkli b'strukos. They should even argue about things that are empty. There's no difference between the two whether there's stuff on it or not. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. The mayor would say that anything that's attached to land is treated like land. And hacha the Mishnah though, ba'anavim omdusli butzer kamishli. The machlokas says, you have grapes that are ready to be harvested. The Meir Savar Kibbutzuris Damian, once this thing reaches a level where it's totally ripe and ready for the picking, ain't slim pickings, ripe pickings, got a lot of things to go be picking, then it's considered like it's already separate. But in Savri Lo, Kibbutzuris Damian says it's not like it's already butzer, and therefore it's considered the land itself, and there's no Shavuah. Rameh says, like it's not like the land, therefore it's a Shavuah. Next part of the Mishnah said, it's got to be one of these measurable things over here. It says, Gemara, Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu Ela Da'amar Le, Bayistam. This did is only when he said that Bayistam, Aval Amar Lo, Lo Amar Le, Bayizet Malay, but if you say, this house, this thing is Malay, then yadia ta'ante. The claim is something which is specific, and therefore you have to go and you have to swear. It says Rashi, t'kev da'armele bayezeh, male v'zeh, makzira lo chesera, he give it to him empty, nira chesrona, you see it. For hu kezeh omer ada chalon v'zeh ada ziz. It's like a person said, to the chalon, to the ziz. Therefore, it's considered like a minion. But if he says bayestam, then it's not. Armele rafa, ihach, if it's really true. When the sefer says those lashanos, the chay of lifka v'lisabedidah, why don't we have to argue within that particular thing as well and say, when is it true that the defendant does have to swear? But bayis malei, avol bayis zemalei, chayiv is going to be chayiv, but you didn't do that. That's gemara. Lo marav liola meino chayiv. Really, he's not going to be chayiv to swear. Ad shita enim b'davish shemidah v'shkos v'minyan. And he's bowed to him that particular thing as well. So a claim of this house by Zeh, or you know, full of produce, and mode of mixas of the same is going to be mechayev them to go into swear. Tani kavu said Ravi of Brisa backs it up. Kor tavu ali biyadcha. Someone says, I have a core of grain of mine is in your possession. Rahalam, he says, ali biyadi, endacha biyadi, I got nothing. Pater is going to be pater from swearing because he's a complete denial. Maybe a shvuah is hesus, but not a derisa to give a shvuah. Minor gedoli should be al chabad. He said minor gedoli. Ain't lachabiyot the other minor katana. Potter is going to be potter. Azora gedola yesh. Why? Because his moda isn't about the same thing he's claiming. He's not saying half of it. He's saying a smaller, a different one. Azora gedola yesh li al chabad. He says I have a big belt in your possession. Lachabiyot the other azora katana potter. he's going to be potter. Aval, Amar lo, but if he says, Kort full yeshu biyadcha, I have a core of grain, he says, Aval, Amar, ein lecha biyadi ela lesech, which is also, it's half of a core, then, chayiv, it's about the mixes over here. Menorah bas eser litrin yeshu biyadcha. You know, I have a menorah of 10 litrin, 10 litras, which is, you know, you have a mind, ein lecha biyadi ela beth, chamesh litrin, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. And the Gemara is going to explain below, why he has to swear in this case, even though it seems that here also he's not admitting in the same type of thing, right? But anyway, klal shodav, the general rule is the element of chayev, achi yitanu bedav shabidu mishkov minyan, v'yodol bedav shabidu mishkov minyan. Klal shodav l'suyei mayan, or klal shodav, what are you coming to include? Lav l'suyei bayezeh malei, because it's bayezeh malei. Oh, interesting, says the Gemara, o'mayishtal minor gedol minor katana. Why would there be difference between a minor gedol minor katana? Why does the din in this case, why is it different than the 10-liter thing and the 5-liter thing? There, he didn't admit to that which he was saying. But the Gemara, which over Yitzchak, Hachem Menorah Shulchulias Haskeim, we're talking about a menorah that pieces that gets taken apart and put back together. The Kamode Le Mina, he's admitting about that particular thing. And the question is, how many of the pieces are put together? Yachav really true. Azor Nami, this is. He'll go also teach case with the belt. Right? If he says that he has a belt of 10 amos long, and he says no, it's only 5, so then he has to swear. If we look at the lifey, and we'll set up the case. It's talking about a belt that has many different pieces that are stitched together. So therefore, it's considered the same thing. Ella the lifey lo katani. The Bryce doesn't say the theory of the lifey. So chenami b'shacholios lo katani. It's b'shacholios. Ella merbi abba bar mamo shiny menorah. Menorah is different. That case is different. It's talking about the menorah. Hold the yachal legorah la amidus al chamis litim, because he can scrape one and scrap it down to being a weight of 5 liters. Never has to swear because it is considered. But it makes us the same type of claim. Zok the next Heliga Heliga Hashem. Thank you so much for the Torah Mishnah. Hamalves Chavero Ala Mashkon. Somebody who lends his friend money with a Mashkon collateral. I give you $100 or $100,000 or $1 billion. You give me a Harley Davidson. Yeah. I lose the Mashkon. And he told the borrower, I lent you a seller on collateral of Shekel Yeshava. And the collateral was worth a shekel, so you owe me a shekel. But hello, Amilam says back, low key, that's not what happened. It's not true. Ella sella ilvisani alav v'sella hayashava. It was a seller for a seller, and therefore patem after, you know, it's sella v'sella, and therefore I don't owe you anything, because whatever you gave me was about, so this is $1 million Harley Davidson. I give you $1 million, give it Harley Davidson, it's worth the same. Then patem, the borrower is going to be exempt from swearing, because he isn't admitting anything. Sela hilvisich. Oh, I mean, in the first case, hold on, let's get this clear. The first case is I give you $1 million, you give me a Harley Davidson, and then what ends up happening is that I lose the Harley. So now, you know, you say back, you said, I then come to you and said, okay, listen, I lost your Harley, but your Harley was only worth $500,000, and I give you $1 million, so give me $500,000. And that's what happened over here, right? V'amelu sella hilvisicha, I lent you a sella, v'shekel ha'yeshava, which is half of a sella, so that's half amount. The collateral you gave me. V'halom, he says, no, that's true, but it was actually equal to what it was. Then it's going to be putter. But what happens in case number two, sella hilvisicha, the love, if the lender, meaning I'm lending you the stuff, I say, I lent you a sella, and you gave me a motorcycle, v'shekel ha'yeshava, and the collateral is worth a shekel, so you owe me a shekel, because one sells 2 shekel. V'halom, he says, lo ki, ella sella hilvisani, v'shloshes dinarim ha'yeshava. A dinar is 1/4 of a sell, so it's 3/4, so I only need 1 dinar. Chayev, then you'd be chayev to make a shvua, if that's how much it was worth, then you pay only what you say. How about the next case? Oh, yo, 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 toira. Sell it beside your love. And the borrower says, you usually lend me a sella on collateral, ushtai ma yoshava. And the collateral is worth 2 sella, so you owe me 1 sella. Follow him and says back, lo ki ella sella visicha. You lent me, you know, it's true, I lent you a sella. In this case, it's a flip. You're speaking instead of me, right? And I'm the lender. And now I go and I speak up and say, nah, it's true, I'll give you a sella. You gave me collateral, the sella yeshava, it was equal, putter. And the lender's going to be putter from swearing because there's no moda over there. Sella, this is no moda mix. Sella, hilvisani, alav, or the last case of the Mishnah. Let's say the borrower claims, you lent me a sella on collateral, But again, the borrower says, you lend me a sella with a mashkan and shtayim hayoshava, and the collaterals were two sella. Whoa, v'alom, and then it says, lokei, ella, lokei, you know what I'm saying, lokei, lokei ella sella v'sicha alav, v'chamisha dinar hayoshava, but it was worth 5 dinar, and so I only owe you 1 dinar. Chayev is going to be chayev to swear, again, modem miksas. Umisha nishba, someone who swears, oh, sorry, umi nishba. Who is the one who swears? Me, Shabikadim, it's low. The one who's Bikadim with him. Shami Yishava Zek, because otherwise the other one, the borrower, is going to swear to back himself up, but wasn't careful in assessing the value. Vyotzi Allah is a Bikadim. The other one, the lender, will go and bring out the Bikadim and show that it's wrong, and they're going to disqualify him from taking Shavuos and testifying in court. And we don't want all these craziness happening over here. So we put it on the lender to be the one who swears. Shemlo dikteg zeh b'shuma v'yifselenu l'edos v'l'shavu. It's just going to cause a whole balagan. Beep, turn the page. Mem gimel amma bay. Zak the halaga gemara. Shem yidbarach tamir avoti. Okay. That last general rule that we just said, the Gemara wants to know now, on which of the four cases is it coming on? Elam, let's say, if you want to say it's going on the last part in the Mishnah, but typically the Shul Gabi Malva. Let the law that the lender swears be learned out from the Tana, from the din that which the Mi did, all right, so we know that the Shvua is on the lender, right? So I have to say that the lender is to do it in order to stop there being issues. So I'm a Aresha. So it's going in the Aresha. V'chein Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Bar Av Aresha. It's going in the Aresha. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan Aresha. Everybody's saying it's on the Aresha. My Aresha. What do you mean the Aresha? In the first case of the Mishnah, no one has to swear. No, safe for the Aresha. It means it's safe for the Aresha. Selva hivisicha alav. I guess it says, I lent you a sela with a mashkan, v'shekel hayashava, and the mashkan was worth half of it. And the v'halomer, the right, so you owe me a shekel. V'halomer, the one says, low key. No, not that's low key, but, you know, it's not true. Ela sela visani alav u'shloshe d'arma hayashava is 3/4. Chayiv nechayiv, the shuah gabi lovahi. It's me the Aresha, it's on the bower. Because he's admitting it's one of the mitzvahs, which is like, Lord, about a milove, he took it for Shadu al Malve and threw it on the Malve. The Hash, the number of Ashi, the Kaimalan, the Zenish, by Shadu, over Shusov, and Ishbar, Kama, Shava. And now that Rav Ashi said that we set up the din in the second case of the Mishnah, that Zenish, by Shadu, over Shusov, the lender is to swear that the collateral is not in his possession, right, that it was lost, it was stolen. The Zenish, by Kama, Shava, the borrower is to swear how much it was worth. Right, because he's modet to the claim. Once the lender swears that he doesn't have the collateral, the borrower doesn't have to fear that it's going to come out. Right? Hachi ka'amar, the Mishnah is actually saying the following. Mi nishba t'chila. They're both swearing, so who does it first? Misha b'kadam it's low, the one who has a b'kadam by him. Right? That is the lender. Shami yishava zeh, because maybe the one's going to swear, v'yotzi hala as a b'kadam, he's going to pull out the b'kadam, it's going to cause the balagan. Amar Shmuel, hayaman be'osve alfa zuzi l'chavre. One who lends 1,000 zuz to his friend, do mashkein lei katu de magla. So I lend 1,000 zuz to you, and you give me something that is like the handle of a sickle, which is something very inexpensive as the collateral, of a katu de magla, and then I go and I lose that handle, of an alfa zuze. If you lose that, you'll lose your 1,000 zuz, right? Since the lender accepted the handle's collateral for the loan, he can't collect the money unless he returns the collateral. If it's lost, then he doesn't have the right to reimburse the borrower for the handle and then collect the thing. Aval, tarte katose, if the lender, if I accepted 2 handles, and then one was lost, low, I don't lose a 500 zuz since the lost handle wasn't collateral for half of the loan. Rav Nachman Amar, afilu tarte katose, even if it's 2 handles. Aval chada, you lose one, aval chamesh mil. It ends up being, takes half of the value. Aval yidach, you lose the other one, aval kui, you lost it all. Aval kata v'naska, but if I, let's say, take a handle and a naska, it's like a bar of precious metal, lo, we don't say that the metal was accepted as a separate collateral for 500. Now, da'i amri, I feel kind of an ask even in that case. Of a Naska, of a Pal Yusaf, of a Gata, of a Kule, then you end up losing all of it. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Salivisicha love. So let's say I, as a lender, I lent you a Sela with a Mashkan, a Shekel Ayeshava. And the Mashkan was worth a Shekel, and therefore you owe me a Shekel. But I lost it, you owe me a Shekel back. Mahala Omer. The other one says, Lo ki, Ela Salivisicha Lisanya love, Ushlosa Dinar, my Yushava. Therefore, I only owe you a dinar, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Leim alei, but according to Shmuel, let the borrower tell the lender, hakabilte, you accepted my thing, collateral for the entire seller, and since it was lost, therefore, I don't owe you anything. And for the Gemara, Masnis and our Mishnah, which says it's chayiv to borrow to pay the debt after taking out the value of the lost collateral, be the parish. It's talking about where we spelled it out. He's accepting responsibility for the mashkin only to the extent of its actual value. Therefore, right, so the valuable is not considered collateral for the entire thing. Shmuel, who said that if it's lost, the baris doesn't have to pay, but a little parish. He's talking about a case where he wasn't parish, he didn't spell it out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all a great, great day.